ANZ has launched a landmark First Nations strategy, the first of its kind in the Australian banking sector. Called Fueling the Fire, the 10-year plan aims to back economic self-determination for First Nations people by supporting businesses with capital, capability, and long-term commitment. A new report commissioned by ANZ shows the First Nations economy is booming, growing at more than four times the national average, and could be worth $50 billion a year within a decade. The Wire's contributor from Nada Media, Asad Khan, spoke with ANZ's head of First Nations strategy, Noongar woman Shelley Cable, to find out more.
At ANZ, we launched our 10-year First Nations strategy for Australia, and we've called it Fueling the Fire. And that strategy is really going to guide our bank here in Australia about how we work with First Nations people, as well as First Nations businesses, communities, and First Nations themselves, and really make sure that everything we do here at ANZ is aligned and coordinated. Why is it different from what all banks have done before? It's for a few reasons. One of them is because, in my view, it's the most ambitious strategy that we've ever seen in the banking sector, at least in Australia. It's 10 years long, which is quite unusual from a corporate and a banking perspective. Banks are often used to 2 or 3 year strategies, so 10 years is quite different. It's different because First Nations people like me have led the development of this strategy. And as a result of that, the ambition that we've set is a lot higher, I think, I'd like to think. Than previous reconciliation action plans and similar strategies.
So you mentioned economic self-determination. What does economic self-determination mean in the context of this strategy, and how will ANZ measure its impact over the next decade?
Economic self-determination, it's defined differently by different people and organisations. Self-determination is a human right, and we acknowledge that as ANZ, and First Nations people have been calling for self-determination forever. So we really wanted to apply that to a banking context, and we realised that economic self-determination, which is really about how people can have choice and control over their economic and their financial futures, that is what makes the most sense for ANZ to really apply its efforts to. We looked at what First Nations people were asking for and have been asking for a long time, and we realised that economic self-determination was the common ground.
Why was it important for ANZ to, you know, move from short-term initiatives like in the past to this long-term strategic approach?
It's very interesting because to ANZ and to any corporate, 10 years is a super long time to have a strategy like this. But to MOB, 10 years is a very short space of time in our history. So actually, it sounds long to corporate Australia, but for our people, it's quite obvious, actually, that change takes a long time. And we're trying to change here the financial system. It is a really big and complicated system that we need to work within and to change. So we know that it takes time. And the other reason that we've gone for 10 years is because it takes time to build trust, and we acknowledge that there is a lack of trust between First Nations people and institutions generally, including financial institutions. So we know that we're starting from a low base of trust, and it simply takes time, and this is a way for ANZ to consistently demonstrate to First Nations people that we are committed and that we're aligning with what First Nations people are calling for.
With First Nations businesses, you know, growing at four times the national average, thank God. What are some of the biggest barriers they still face, and how will ANZ help address them?
Yeah, I'm so glad you've asked that question. So, yes, the First Nations economy and the First Nations business sector is one of the most exciting and quickly growing parts of the Australian economy. Some of the barriers, a lot of MOB who start businesses are often the first in their family to start a business, and perhaps they're the first in their family to be taking out bank loans and to really get their businesses started. So they're starting from a place where they don't have a long track record of business experience, of past financial. And that actually makes it really hard to go into a bank and ask for a business loan, because the first thing the bank will ask you is show us about your financial projections, what's your banking history, and what's your experience in business. One of the things we do is we already have a First Nations small business team.
What role will partnerships with traditional owners and community leaders play in, you know, guiding the strategy going forward?
Yeah, good question. So I would start by saying that traditional owners are already involved. You know, I'm a traditional owner for Noongar country as well, and I've been heavily involved in this work. We are looking at stepping up our efforts in our traditional owner engagement. I'm calling you today from Wurundjeri country, Melbourne or Naarm. And so we're really prioritising to start with building stronger relationships with Wurundjeri as the custodians of the land where ANZ has its headquarters. And in time, we have almost 400 branches across Australia on lots of different traditional owner lands. And so we hope that in time we can build up the capacity of our teams to build stronger relationships with their traditional owners as well.
That was ANZ's Shelley Cable there, speaking with Nada Media's Asad Khan.